Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
I'm Mr. Wonder Man. And you're listening to the most wonderful show on Radio Sega, the Chart Topping Show with Rav Zeke.
Watch out! You're gonna crash! Ah!
Attention! Attention! The next track is GTT. Send your answer by private message to Rav Sieg.
Number 38.
We'll be right back. Hello, boys and girls. Number 48 was the Easy Battle from Puyo Pop. You are all listening to the Chart Shopping Show with me, Safrig. Welcome to everybody on Discord. SPK, Rexy, Skyblaze42, and Donny, Adept of Veil, Artista, Barak, Bogart07, Cave Quest, and Red Alert, Drake, Edabin, Fancy Tunes, Flexstyle, Fudge, General Offensive, CN Boomstick, Jared, J10ADN, John the White Yoshi, Kari, Cartoon1989, Lange, Lily, Litten Yos, Madekuji-san, Mamma Mia, Omega Mario, Pop Leo, Whoa, PT Kickass, Rudy Tabuti, Samafebidon, Sean, Sir Royal Sean, Silver Sonic, Sonic Speed News, Sonic Poe X, and someone just entered. As the list got larger, Sonic Remix, Sonic Wind Blue, SPD64, Supersonic 11231, Tails Channel, someone named The Perverted Bitch. So, let me see if I can. Okay, I don't know who this is. The Nick Flair, and I just minimized. Okay. The Valef, Trigon, Twini, Tionic, Veritex, and Mr. Wonderman Jamie. Yeah, it didn't list you. And we did talk about Tart Shopping, Rexy. That's the name, new name for the show. And this is, now seriously, the Chart Topping Show. Tonight we will have Johnny's Joelli's top 5 tracks that he composed for Sega. Other than that, there will be tons of great music that you requested throughout all the week. Not only that, but also some great tracks that were released these past 12 months that are available for you to nominate as the Song of the Year for Radio Sega. Without further ado, the show is dead, alright, it's back. What happened? Honestly, did my internet crash for a while? Because I couldn't stop talking this period, so I'm surprised you missed a lot of my. You miss a lot of my chatter, jeez. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some kind of backhand programming that causes hosts to lose their connection if they actually say a dirty word. Let's try it again. Let's see if my connection goes down again. Shit! Are you still listening to me? If so, then that's not the point. That's not how it works. Excuse me for that. I'll move on. We will move on and let's go to number 20.
Number 20.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Mystic Cave Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is number 20.
Number 19.
Number 19 is a long lost gem of this site in particular, Sega Smash Pack Volume 1 title. The one made famous for being the introduction theme of the first ever Radio Sega Show. Thank you, Twinnie. This is the original theme of Sega Ages. That's the name of the show I talked about.
I'm Mr. Wonder Man. And you're listening to the most wonderful show on Radio Sega, the Chart Topping Show with Rav Z.
Number 18.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Time for guessing, follow my pain instead.
Number 17.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 17 is Gengadget Zone 1 from Sonic 3D, the Mega Drive version.
Number 16.
Number 16 from Landstalker, the Emperor's Treasure. This track is called Mysterious Island and it's making its debut on the Chart Topping Show. Welcome to the show!
We'll be right back.
And that's it for the first quarter of this show's Top 20 Countdown. Considering last week's requests by all of you, during last week from the beginning of Monday British/Portuguese time to the end of Sunday. Meanwhile, we have already had 7 great tracks, including the GTT one, to which Jamie already got full 3 points. Will you challenge him? We will see. But coming right now are tracks from 15 to 11. Let's hope you enjoy them, which you probably will, right, since you requested them quite a lot, I have to say, during the week.
Number 15.
Take a look at me and tell me, do you think I like living like this? This world is stressing me, everybody's testing me. I just wish they'd let me be, because the ones that I love, they in pain saying rescue me. I just need to set them free. It's been so long since I felt the touch or seen a smile from the ones I love so much. And I fear the worst, but I gotta keep marching on, keep moving forward, keep my heartbeat strong. And I don't know what's right, but I know what's wrong. And I know this world been this way, way, yeah, for way, way too long. So I'm about to change the whole way that this planet's headed on. And get in my way, there ain't no way that you won't be dead and gone. This world is stressing me, everybody's testing me. I just wish they'd let me be, because the ones that I love, they in pain saying rescue me. I just need to set them free. Yeah, this land is littered with lunatics and killers. They smile like crocodiles while they beat you like gorillas. And I ain't like none of them, no I ain't one of them. Even though my hands stay bloody and got a gun in them. Yeah, I'm on a different path, headed to a different shore. Shit, most these cowards don't even know what they fighting for. They ain't got nothing left, nothing else, nothing more. But I got something for them, wait till they see what's this in store. This world is stressing me, everybody's testing me. I just wish they'd let me be, because the ones that I love, they in pain saying rescue me. I just need to set them free. I'm so sick of fighting, so sick of blood, so sick of screams in my dream scenes to wake me up. The shit I've seen, no, you couldn't even make it up. And got me in a state where I feel my mental breaking up. But I can't give up, I can't give in, cause the moment that I do is when the other side wins. So I keep.
Wow, we discussed Twitter bots on Discord. Meanwhile, track number 16 was playing, which is Testing Me from Anarchy Reigns, Max Anarchy.
I just need to set them free. This world is stressing me, everybody's testing me. I just wish they'd let me be, because the ones that I love, they in pain saying rescue me. I just need to set them free, yeah. I just need to set them free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just need to set them free.
Number 14.
Number 14 is Exercise Mode from Dr. Robotnik's Min Bin Machine.
Hello everyone, I'm Petit Kes, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on! Number 13.
And here there's more 16-bit awesomeness on this show, and I really appreciate you guys and gals for doing this by requesting some awesome 20-year-old or even more tracks from the great Sega Genesis / Mega Drive sound chip. This is Ida 10 from Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master.
Number 12.
Number 12 is from the Sega Saturn game based upon the anime called Magic Knight Rayearth. The name of this track is Polisu's Magic Curtain, and I am going to check if it's Jap only or if it was released elsewhere. Actually, this was the last game ever released on America for the Saturn. Interesting stuff.
Number 11. We'll be right back.
Number 11 is not your usual. Crusader of Sinti, also known as Soleil, track on this show, but it's a new one and also pretty good. This is Leviathan. Left the first half of the top 20 countdown with yet another 16-bit rocking awesome tune. This is becoming a trend actually, so maybe a Sega Mega Drive / Genesis special is on the way to the Tat Chopping Show. That's something to think about and to actually plan. I hope my life allows me to do it, but we will see later on. Anyway, so, without further ado, we will move to this segment.
Underrated, or just new, Tracks of the Week.
On this case, it's not exactly underrated or just new, it's more like a reminder of tracks you can nominate for the Song of the Year, Radio Sega's Song of the Year contest as they were released in the past 12 months. So obviously there's dozens more other than those I will be playing, but well, this might refresh your memory of some awesome things that we have on the playlist for you to enjoy. To every single Radio Sega listener, every single person with that kind of good taste in the world. But first things first, we will once again hear the bumper on the 24/7 where you can actually listen to I Need Fruit, Miss Ya Buddy, When's Club Sega Coming for Season 2? Well, basically just him saying and talking about how it goes. Here it goes.
The Box Killer.
Radio Sega's Fan Choice Song of the Year contest is back, and we want you to nominate your favourite music tracks from this year's Sega and Atlas games. For a list of eligible games and to nominate your favourite 5 songs, head over to radiose.ga/song of 2016. Nominations will be open until the 30th of November. The top 10 songs will be announced on the 1st of December. Go to radiose.ga/song of 2016 and nominate your favourites now.
The first out of 5 tracks I'm going to play on this segment is Revengement from 7th Dragon 3 Code VFD. This one that just started is Smile Smile from Tokyo Mirage Sessions, hashtag FE.
Love.
This is His Madness from Shin Megami Tensei for Apocalypse.
We'll be right back.
This awesome and also massively underrated piece of music is called Soy Sauce for Collado Fool. It's the South Town Team's BGM for the King of Fighters 14. This is Enjoyment Infinitive, the track that plays on the Sega Hard Girl stage on Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax Ignition.
Attention, attention. The next track is GTT. Send your answer by private message to Rob Sieg. Whoa. Weekly Theme Top.
Hey everybody, this is Johnny Giuelli from Crush 40, standing here in my SpongeBob pajamas, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
And
And this is probably the part of the show you were looking the most forward to listen to. This is going to be old Johnny Joelly, that awesome person and awesome vocalist. In Sega terms, is actually the Crush 40 half, the other one being Jun Senoue, and is actually more than that. He's got a few bands of his own. He's got a new album coming up with his band called Hardline, and maybe you remember that a few weeks ago he was on the Sega Lounge with KC and Dr. Skotnik, and I dared him to tell us what his five favorite tracks that is how in composition, the tracks he actually likes the most amongst those he wrote for Sega games, obviously most Sonics and Shadow, and he actually gave an explanation for two of them. So we will be listening to the explanations from the man himself and why he likes the tracks that he named them himself, as I said.
Yeah, Crush 40 songs I can do, and I don't know if I can hit five, but okay, so Live and Learn for sure. Live and Learn, you guys, just so you know, I didn't know if it was good. And I think that's, yeah, you have to be humble as a musician. But when I wrote it, and I asked a lot of people, like, is this good? Did I do good work here? Is this good? And people are like, yeah, I love this song. Are you kidding? I'm like, okay, then I love it too. Because as a writer, you have to write for yourself and not necessarily for the fan, because that's real art. You know what I mean? I have to love what I do, and then hopefully you guys love what I do. And yeah, so far it's worked out that way. So Live and Learn.
Follow. I put you Hello everyone, I'm John the Wayoshi, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Sonic Heroes.
Step aside.
I Am. Johnny, go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go,
a ballad,
go.
Maybe.
Okay, give me one.
Live Life, Is It You?
Yes, of course. And Live Life, and Live Life. I wrote that one in a hotel room. I'll never forget it. It was nighttime in a hotel room. I don't know. Don't ask me where I was, but I wrote that, and it was just coming off of a rock show, and I was so happy. And Live Life is about living life. I mean, there's not a lot of depth to it other than enjoy and own every footstep. You know, the ground underneath your feet, it's yours. It belongs to you, and you can walk wherever you want to go. Be passionate about what you're doing, and you don't have to do monumental things. You just have to do things that you love, and if you don't love what you're doing, go find what you love to do. It doesn't necessarily have to make millions of dollars or whatever currency you're country you're in. Just love what you do and be grateful every day that you wake up and do something cool. Love your life.
Just a reminder, boys and girls, that after Live Life Hands, which came after his inspirational advice, I advise all of you to follow it. Number 10 is coming right afterwards. We'll be right back.
Number 10. Number 9.
Number 10 was quite obviously Young Force from Sega Hard Girls High School Sega Girls. And this number 9 is on the Daytona Free USA hype, Let's Go Away, along the Cracking DJ version.
Over the track, let's see some control. Till the crash coming up.
Number 8.
Under from Streets of Rage 2, Yuzo Koshiro, as Jamie pointed out, and yet another proof that the Mega Drive tracks need a special show for them. Number 7.
Well, boys and girls, just let's go away. We are done here. We'll be right back. And by the way, this is the Championship Circuit Edition version of Let's Go Away by Takeo-san. Never mind what I said before, this isn't Takeo-san, this is Jun Senoue.
Number 6.
Mute time!
Which
17 minutes to go. It's about to end, and once again, time is biting my heels. So I've got to rush before the opinion zone knocks me over the head because I'm eating their time. Anyways, we're moving to the top five.
Five left. It's close now.
Number five. Number four.
Number 4, Streets of Rage Remake, Island of Everlasting Summer.
me, come on, me gon' bang to the beat of the drum. Me gon' bang to the beat of the drum. Me come on, me gon' bang to the beat of the drum.
Enjoying the show? Submit your entry to have it voiced on air. Your choice at radiose.ga/chartshow.
Number 3.
Yet another Johnny Gioeli track. Here is Crush 40's version of the main theme of the Sonic and the Black Knight game. It's called Night of the Wind.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
The return of the concept of love, the concept of patient mix from Holly King to the metal spots. It's number 2. Since it's 6 minutes till this show has to end forcibly, I'm going to skip it. And right afterwards, yeah, this is the final Talkbed of tonight. Guys, thank you everyone, thank you to every single listener, I love you all, and next week we will be here and hopefully in less of a rush. Thanks, Stuns, see ya! This was the first GTT, I'll give you half a minute! This is Eurofight from Sega Rally 2. It's used on the mountain stages. And yes, John the White Yoshi. Hello there, good sir. This is live, you know. This track is Sprinter. It's originally from Super Hang-On, but this version is from the SST band, which is on their second album.
Number 1.
Like last week, there were three Daytonas. Let's go away. Thank you, Mikhail, huh? Well, this is all due to the Daytona Free USA hype, right? I hope the game actually feels all the hype it's getting. I'm not so sure if it will. I mean, at least graphically-wise, people are shrugging at the lack of improvement considering the time it's being made. But well, let's hope the gameplay is awesome as always. Anyways, just a reboot of the original Daytona would be awesome, right? Let's hear the original Let's Go Away then, and afterwards, the show is over.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.